The former Alaska Marine Highway System ferry Taku left Ketchikan on Tuesday morning, March 13th, on what is either its final voyage or toward its new life as a ferry in another part of the world. KRBD's Layla Carey joined about a dozen people at Ward Cove gathered to wish the Taku farewell.
Ketchikan bagpiper Rob Alley serenades the 55-year-old ferry Taku on her last day docked at Ketchikan's Ward Cove. The Taku has been stored there since 2015 when the state took the ferry out of service. Alley says he wanted to be part of the Taku's farewell journey because that ferry is how he, along with so many others, first arrived in Alaska. Alley says it was 1992.
And we slept out on the deck coming up here. We migrated up from Bellingham, and it was a momentous experience. I think there were other people on board that were coming up for the first time as well. And the Taku, she carried us up here. It was like a member of our family. Get kind of choked up just thinking about it.
The Taku began its service in Alaska in 1963 and has carried countless people to Alaska like Alley. It also carried Southeast Alaska school groups and so many others traveling between communities for competitions and events. Alley says the Taku and all the Alaska Marine Highway System ferries mean so much to the region.
It is more than just a highway, you know. It's a super connection between family members in one part of Alaska and another. It's not just about work or play. It's really about the family here, of people that we have in Southeast Alaska.
The Taku was taken out of service due to its age, along with maintenance costs and budget cuts. The state of Alaska decided to sell the ferry in 2017 with an initial minimum bid of $1.5 million. There were no takers, though, and the price dropped. Jabal Al-Lawz Trading is the Dubai-based company that finally bought the Taku for $171,000. That sale became final in mid-January. Company co-owner Ben Evans has said that the ferry is in great shape and they hope to sell it for further service as a ferry. Otherwise, it will be sold for scrap. Captain Bill Hopkins was among those watching as the Taku prepared to leave. He served on the ship in a variety of roles and says he was a relief captain on board when the Taku made its maiden voyage to Bellingham.
But I remember we got to dock down there, big greeting committee from the city of Port of Bellingham, and they presented us with a big plaque with a ship's bell on it, and really nice.
Yeah.
So we put that on the Taku, but years later a passenger stole it and disappeared, yeah.
Well, that means somebody has a really nice...
Somebody has a really nice trophy from the Taku.
Hopkins has sailed on the Taku as third mate, second mate, and chief mate, as well as relief captain. He says watching the Taku leave is a sad day.
Because it's going to happen to our other vessels, too. It's just a matter of time. They don't last forever. Yeah. Almost, though.
It's a long time.
It's a long time, yeah.
Sounding its horn, the Taku backs out slowly. Everyone on shore takes photos or videos, and a drone flies overhead, shooting aerial footage. The ship rotates in the cove to face the Tongass Narrows before heading out. From Ketchikan, the Taku's planned 11,500-mile trip will take her first to Seattle, then Hawaii, before sailing to the Philippines, Singapore, and India. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.